We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
On 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, some lean times for Wichita tourism. We'll get an update from editor Bill Roy from the Wichita Business Journal with a local business update very shortly. Now, Steve and Ted, it's time for three big things. Wichita City Hall is back open today, as well as municipal courts, and Wichita State is reopening its campus. The World Health Organization praises China for openness for its coronavirus efforts. Brazil has now become the nation with the highest per capita infection rate for COVID-19 in the world. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Traffic this morning, the gasoline prices in the Wichita area, $1.64 a gallon, a common price. I did spot a better one, $1.63 at Lincoln and Hydraulic. Traffic update, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Chad Chambers.
And our weather forecast here on this Tuesday, we're looking at a mostly cloudy situation today and tomorrow, with, of course, a chance for rain showers this morning, a high 72, overnight low tonight down to 56, and then a high tomorrow on Wednesday, 77. Currently in Wichita, we do have some scattered light rain in the area, a lot of it in the southwest part of the town. A breeze out of the north-northwest. It is 59 degrees. We're on our way to a high today of 72. Hey, the Monarch is back open for dine-in 7 days a week. They do have limited seating inside and on the patio. What a great place to hang out in Delano there at the Monarch. It is 8:50 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Let's check out the latest in the world of technology.
Fox on Tech.
The Air Force is asking for help to build robot combat drones called Skyborgs, and they want the crafts to take off by 2023. The battle-ready drones would add artificial intelligence so they could fly alongside fighter jets, carrying out dangerous missions like hunting down an enemy, jamming air defense networks, or even hitting targets in heavily defended airspace. Skyborg drones would be cheaper to operate than piloted planes, so the Air Force could grow at a lower cost. Defense News is reporting the Air Force will award a total of $400 million to one or more companies that develop the drones. And Air Force Magazine says the drones should be able to, quote, autonomously avoid other aircraft, terrain, obstacles, and hazardous weather. The Skyborg drones will also be able to take off and land on their own. A handful of companies are expected to be involved in the development, including Lockheed Martin, Kratos Defense, and Boeing. The drones will be built to last a limited number of missions and cost less than a fighter jet. With Fox on Tech, Brett Larson, Fox News.
It's 8:51 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. These are some lean times for Wichita tourism. Let's get some more information on that from editor Bill Roy. Local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. Hello, Bill.
Hello, Ted. Yeah, Visit Wichita has laid off 8 staff members. The organization charged with bringing tourism and convention business to Wichita laid off 3 top-level employees as the effects of COVID-19 have crippled travel in the city and around the country. President and CEO Susie Santos says tourism has been hit hard by the outbreak. These difficult decisions were critical to the organization's ability to survive during this time. Visit Wichita is largely funded by a 6% transient guest tax on hotel and motel rooms in the city. A Wichita company has laid off more workers. D.B. Schenker is an international logistics company with ties to Spirit AeroSystems. The company has filed another round of local layoff, mass layoff notices. A company representative did not respond to a request for further information. Earlier this year, the company laid off 255 workers from its Wichita operations. It said those layoffs were necessary because of decreasing demand by an existing client, we assume, Spirit AeroSystems. And a Wichita food distribution company has named a new president. Canpack U.S. has announced that Chad Buechel is taking over. Buechel comes to Wichita from California, where he's held previous leadership positions with Canpack parent company Golden State Foods. Buechel will oversee the company's new Arc City distribution facility that employs more than 300 people. Canpack makes and supplies beverages and desserts for the quick service restaurant, convenience store, and retail food industries. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Well, that's a company I really didn't know much about. Boy, 300 people employed at that distribution facility.
Yeah, you bet.
Canpack.
Canpack, and they'll oversee that. This new guy will oversee the Arc City distribution facility. 300 people, yeah. They get the drinks out to restaurants and convenience stores and other retail food places.
You don't usually see people making that move from California to here.
Not very often, unless it's a really good career move.
Yeah,
and it... this one looks like it is.
In some respects, it just might be. But but boy, those sad to hear about the layoffs there at Visit Wichita. But driving around, you just see all these hotels all over town. They're empty.
Right. Yeah. Just nobody is moving around these days. Events are canceled. You know, there aren't any conventions, those types of things. But, you know, I keep going back to this phrase of pent-up demand. I'm hoping that... as things open up here over the next couple of months, that pent-up demand, everybody will start getting out, traveling, using hospitality a lot more than they are now.
Yeah, we certainly hope that level of service comes back at some point, and we can start rejuvenating that part of the industry, because, boy, they need it.
And hopefully a lot of these jobs, these folks can go back to their jobs, maybe.
Did you have any tasty chow over the long weekend?
Gretchen fixed up a nice chicken dish in the crock pot.
That sounds tasty.
But nothing too adventurous beyond that.
Well, it's all right.
How about you? Did you cook out this weekend?
My brother Ned did a little cooking out yesterday. So
he was master of the grill.
He got us all fixed up. So, I did have a tasty finish to the weekend.
Ooh.
Yeah, and this time of year, just the cookout is just right in my wheelhouse. Love it.
Man, this is a perfect time to do it. Perfect. It's nice to kind of get that flavor of summer, too.
Boy, it sure is. All right, good to talk to you, Bill. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
See you then.
You got it. That's Editor Bill Roy with a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. And thanks to Bill for his time. We'll check in with him again tomorrow morning. Well, we are underway with a shorter work week than usual as we get back at it after holiday weekend. It is Tuesday, May 26th. The mostly cloudy conditions will remain with us for the next couple of days. So deal with that as we get into the work week. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, news updates all day. Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita.
Maximum Outdoor Equipment knows mowers.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.